Hochul shared the story of her nephew, Michael, who was prescribed an opiate-based painkiller when, as a teen working part-time at a deli, he cut himself on a meat slicer. He became addicted, sought drugs on the street, became homeless, and went to prison. Hochul says her nephew began to turn his life around, becoming a sports coach and an addiction counselor, but he slipped up, she says, and died after overdosing on fentanyl.
His mother found him with the needles in his arms. And we buried him a few days later after a wake that drew probably 500 people. I had no idea of the people he had already been touching to give them hope, to give them inspiration, and how devastated they were when they saw that someone who believed in them and their recovery did not survive themselves.
The new laws will decriminalize the sale and possession of a syringe, establish a statewide directory for the overdose antidote medicine naloxone, and ban prosecutors from using naloxone as evidence in a criminal case. They will also require better addiction treatment for prison inmates and divert some offenders into rehab programs instead of jail. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.